Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
There was a mass shooting last night in Patterson. 7 people hit, 6 in the hospital.
It's all happening around 9 Sunday evening near Rosa Parks Boulevard and Godwin Avenue. It's about a block from Councilman Alex Mendez's office.
I mean, the city's out of control.
That audio from Eyewitness News. Now, Mendez says,
I was working with all my volunteers, and I hear all the shooting.
So he took cover, running over shortly after.
I mean, the city's out of control.
Yeah, police and Passaic prosecutors piecing together what happened, but already have substantial evidence. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Here in the city, a Mother's Day shooting left an 18-year-old dead in Brownsville. That was around 1 yesterday afternoon on Blake Avenue near Mother Gaston Boulevard, near where Camir Cruz lived in NYCHA's Van Dyke houses. So far, no arrests. 7 people arrested overnight in connection with yet another drag racing street takeover in the city. The latest early Sunday morning in the Bronx, where city council member Oswald Feliz tells CBS2.
Where individuals were literally doing donuts right in front of a police car, and even worse, they literally got on top of the police car and did a backflip. So there has to be consistent enforcement.
All of this expected to be the subject of a hearing of the City Council Public Safety Committee, at which the police commissioner is expected to testify. The suspects, meantime, range in age from 19 to 24. Cops say 4 of them are also looking at weapons charges. This week is National Police Week. Governor Hochul directing 16 state landmarks to be lit in blue to mark the occasion. Around here, that will include One World Trade, the Pershing Square Viaduct at Grand Central, the Kosciuszko Bridge, Moynihan Train Hall, the East End Gateway at Penn Station, also the Roosevelt Island Lighthouse. We are now 1 week away from a possible Long Island Railroad strike, and the MTA is out with a contingency plan. It includes shuttle buses from key stations to subway lines in Queens. They are Bayshore, Hicksville, Mineola, and Hempstead Lake State Park to the A train in Howard Beach, also Huntington and Ronkonkoma to 179th Street, Jamaica in Queens. The MTA says if there is a strike and you can work from home, please do so. Ahead of the primaries, things are really heating up in the race to replace Jerry Nadler in Congress. Democratic candidate Jack Schlossberg was joined by his mother, Caroline Kennedy, on Mother's Day to propose that the IRS child tax credit be doled out as monthly payments instead of an annual tax deduction. And how would it be paid for? With the money the president currently wants from taxpayers.
Trump wants $1 billion for the ballroom. I want $1 billion for moms and working families.
He's among more than half a dozen candidates vying for the Democratic nomination for New York's 12th congressional district. That represents the Upper East and West Sides of Manhattan. The primary is June 23rd. So, do you suddenly want a beagle now? I think I suddenly want a beagle. The 1,500 beagles rescued from that breeding facility in Wisconsin are starting their new lives out of cages and in loving homes. In fact, that includes dogs who were taken in right here in NYC by Second Chance Rescue founder Jennifer Brooks.
We had about 4 or 5 of them go home on Friday. And some of the other ones that need a little more time are in foster care.
She tells 1010 Winds so many people stepped up, including folks who've had laboratory beagles before.
So we did give priority to people that had experience. And also some of them went outside the city. It's always nice for them to have yards if possible.
And a good doggy mentor, too.
The dogs that are a little bit more shut down and frightened, it's helpful for them to have to be in a home with another dog, even if it's not a beagle, just so that they can kind of learn how to be a dog.
You can learn more about this particular group at NYCSecondChanceRescue.org. It was about 2 months ago that the City Education Department issued draft guidelines on the use of artificial intelligence in the classroom. They then set a 45-day window for comment. Well, State Senator Andrew Gonardis is commenting. In fact, he thinks the rules are inadequate, and he's calling for a pause in implementing them.
We need more time to engage, understand, bring parents to the table, bring educators to the table, bring technologists to the table, better understand how and why and where and when we can use these tools in the right way, in the right context. But right now, the guidelines really don't speak very much to that at all.
He points to data privacy specifically.
Not only are they collecting the students' personal information, they have a record of all of the students' work, how they do their work, when they do their work, you know, what their scores are, what issues they're struggling with, personal identifying information. And that could also include their address, their phone number, their email, parents' information.
He also says the guidelines don't reflect any differentiation between age groups. The younger students should have more restricted access. In addition, he notes there's no parental consent or an option to opt out altogether. Police still searching for the gunman who shot a bystander last month in Brooklyn. In fact, they're out with photos of the suspect, which you can see on the Crime Stoppers X page. This happened April 14th, just before 9 in the morning, outside the Marlboro houses in Gravesend. Cops say the suspect had gotten into an argument with a group of people and then opened fire. A 23-year-old woman who was not the intended target was grazed by a stray bullet. She was treated on scene. A demonstration in Yellowstone Park in Forest Hills to protest the recent anti-Semitic vandalism in that neighborhood, and Rego Park as well. Rabbi Moshe Taub of Young Israel of Holliswood spoke to Pix 11.
They say that an image is as powerful as 1,000 words. That image is as powerful as 6 million souls.
Multiple swastikas were found painted on buildings and other locations, including synagogues. Folks from all religions and nationalities came out.
It doesn't matter what race you are, we are all human.
I don't have to be a Jew to empathize with Jews.
Just because I wasn't affected by it doesn't mean that I'm not a target.
When a hate crime is against the Jewish community here, it's against the American community.
Well, police are still searching for four suspects who were caught on surveillance video. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. A man from upstate Jefferson, New York, is now looking at charges on Long Island for allegedly damaging Teslas at a dealership on Corporate Drive in Westbury. This happened yesterday with a guy doing some $3,800 in damage. Police say he claimed the showroom staff, who says they have no idea who he is, didn't return his computer hard drive that was filled with cryptocurrency. 38-year-old Travis Dubshinsky is charged with both criminal mischief and criminal possession of a weapon. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon being sued by two Miami police officers over their latest movie on Netflix.
Stay off the radios, no call-outs.
The suit says that Affleck and Damon's movie The Rip caused reputational harm because of the film's depiction of law enforcement, defaming the real officers who allegedly inspired it, causing substantial harm to their personal and professional reputations.
You should just take whatever money you want and walk away.
The Rip follows two cops caught up in a drug raid. They find a huge amount of cash and try to figure out what to do with it. No comment yet from Damon and Affleck's Artist Equity Production Company.
Matt Wolf reporting, no comment either from Netflix.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.